Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Get back into the race. Hebrews 12 verses 1 through 3 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." This is track and field season, and all eyes are on the World Athletics Championships in USA. Nearly 2,000 athletes from all over the world have assembled here to gain the elusive gold medal in their chosen event. Attractive cash incentives and bragging rights for a while of being the world's greatest and best in their particular event. The sprints are usually the popular events for both males and females. Fastest man or fastest woman on earth is a special title. The 100 meters race is the shortest. But what is the longest race? The marathon race has been around for more than 2,000 years, but was restored when the modern Olympic movement started in 1896. It is usually a road race of approximately 26 miles. There are numerous marathons across the world each year, attracting athletes in wheelchair, men, women, young, not so young, practically a category for most everybody. The race is usually done in 2 hours or so, with a gap of about 15 minutes separating the fastest man versus the fastest woman. What does it take to run the marathon from start to finish? The text gives us some recommendations. 1. Load shedding. The marathon runner should not be overweight, which means proper dieting and training before the event. For the event, the athlete is encouraged to wear as little clothes as is allowed so that you are not burdened with heavy clothes and heavy running shoes. The child of God needs to get rid of habits and practices that are not conducive to holy living, shedding things that hinder your progress as a child of God. Those are often called sins. Number 2, preparation. In another section of the Bible, the believer is advised to go into strict training. The training is getting familiar with the playbook and the coach. The Bible is the manual that every marathon runner must get acquainted with. There is no substitute or alternative. The coach is the Holy Spirit. The athlete listens to the coach, does what the coach tells him to do, and communicates with the coach. That is your prayer life, daily communication with God. A day should not pass without you talking with the coach. Number 3, stay focused. The text says that the believers who are gone before us form the audience and they are cheering you on. That's much like the route for the marathon, lined with spectators who are there to cheer for the athletes as they go by. The challenge is that the runner cannot stop to sign autographs and do interviews and hug their favorite fans. The text says that you should stay focused, being very conscious that there's an audience of runners who have run this race before and have gone off the field but are here to cheer you on, to encourage you to not give up when the going gets tough. Number 4, motivated. You have got to be highly motivated to travel great distances to participate in a marathon, motivated to finish the race rather than dropping out along the way. That motivation is inspired by the incentives. In many cases, there is prize money, fame, television appearances, deals and contracts, and a title. The believer has incentives. There is the incentive that you as a runner can inspire others to run this race too. That is called sharing the gospel with as many people as possible. Motivation can be that prize at the end. After all that you go through, the rigorous training, the grueling route, the hazards in this race, including hills and more hills, there is a prize at the end. Paul says that it is a crown of righteousness. As long as you finish the race, you are a winner and the prize awaits you there. Number 5, strength. I know it might sound crazy that you go on this special diet and yet we say you have to be strong. The diet consists of food to boost your energy, food that will provide you with physical strength and also to be strong mentally. The race is not only long, but tough. It demands strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You need strength to run up the inclines. You need strength if it starts to rain. You need strength if the road is rocky. You need strength to go past other athletes. You need strength to simply run from start to finish. Get strong and stay strong throughout. This is where you do what the playbook says and what the coach says. They always agree. Number 6, courage. This goes hand in hand with strength. The marathon runner is courageous. Do you know what it is like to be running for approximately 2 hours or more? That is like from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock and beyond. Or walking, yes, but I wouldn't get far given the length of the race. Driving, that's not an option. The believer has to run this race. Jesus did. Jesus ran a marathon while he was on earth, and his race was tough like no other race. But he did it and he completed the race in victory. Learn from him. Don't be afraid of anything because God is with you as you deal with the hazards and treachery of this race. And finally, 7, endurance. This race calls for endurance. You must endure to the end. After all, that is when you get to see Jesus. That is when you get your prize. That is when you hear Jesus say to you, "Well done." My friend, endure to the end. Now that we have had this talk, let us each get back into the race.